This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. 25 years ago, Mark O'Connor, the talented Texas fiddler, jazz artist, and bluegrass musician, returned to his classical roots. That's when he composed his first fiddle concerto. O'Connor is ecstatic about his latest release, which features a new violin concerto, his sixth, and his first full symphony. The conductor for O'Connor's new concerto is Joel Smirnoff. He's first violinist of the Juilliard String Quartet, and here he's leading the ProArte Chamber Orchestra. O'Connor gathered ideas for the new concerto after spending a full day in South Carolina at a plantation rich in tradition and artistic importance.
I created the themes of my old brass concerto right there that day, and I named it after a character that was on the grounds during the building of the plantation in the 30s. And his nickname was Old Brass. He was from the Brass Ankles tribe. These tribes are collections of peoples. They're not indigenous Indian tribes. And I find that history so fascinating. And I think there's something very mysterious about how these people banded together early on. And I think they really helped develop the American music culture hundreds of years ago.
The plantation itself was designed by no less than Frank Lloyd Wright. Wright's design was based on the number 6, including the hexagonal building and windows. O'Connor decided to capitalize on that spirit of 6 for his 6th concerto by utilizing elements such as 6-note phrases and different meters in 6. We hear how these rich, multi-layered ideas come together in the second movement of his concerto titled Spanish Moss Black Water. I asked O'Connor to explain the visual images behind this movement.
Some of the water of the lakes, for instance, in this part of the country, are sometimes dark and murky. Sometimes it's gray or black. And it was the case with this body of water out back at this plantation in South Carolina. I was there for a whole day, so I sat down by the body of water and I started looking at it more deeply, and it became beautiful to me. And I created what I feel like is inspired by this black water in this slow movement, this kind of mysterious body of movement and culture. And I call the movement Black Water for that reason.
O'Connor could have written a 7th violin concerto, but then he shifted gears and decided to write a set of variations based on one of his most popular works titled Appalachia Waltz. O'Connor explains how those variations became his first symphony.
I felt like that piece there helped me describe Americana and the journey and the discovery of the wide open spaces and how the musical language came out of the stir-fry of American culture.
The symphony is played by the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, led by another violinist conductor, Marin Alsop, who was the conductor of O'Connor's first orchestral recording 15 years ago. During his musical sojourn as a composer, Mark O'Connor has discovered that all of his pieces, including his new symphony, embody a similar kind of American optimism.
The symphony easily describes the westward journey and discovering a new day, better tomorrow. We all leave our homes and try to discover a new life for us to lead, and one hopefully that could even be better than our parents had. And we believe in that, and that really is the driving force behind the Americana Symphony.
For over 400 years, there was little cross-pollination between classical violin playing and American fiddling. That's where Mark O'Connor comes in. He's helped bridge that historic gap by establishing a whole new musical style on the violin and by composing works like his new Americana Symphony and his old brass concerto, which enhance the flavor of American classical music. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.